Ralphie.
Hello, sir. I bring you very good news for all those Tiger supporters as well. For those who thought maybe Tom Lynch might miss that first final with only maybe a 20-day recovery from a hamstring. Yeah, his coach says he is absolutely certain to play, only a very mild hamstring. He's already running now. So, look, it should be such a fantastic final series with so many great storylines. Yeah, we just got to hope a few of these West Coast boys can come to the line, because otherwise it might be very hard to get it done for four finals with three or four of their superstars out.
We predicted this on Tuesday on RSN Central that the 16-minute quarters will be a bust for finals footy. Can you explain why? Because I've misread this question here on my screen. It'll be 18-minute quarters next year, listening to Gill overnight. Is that right, Ralphie?
Well, that's what he suggests. So yes. I think what the AFL has got sick of is bloated games that go for about, you know, two hours and 50 minutes. Look, every interview that he has done in the last 24 hours, though, makes it very clear that he would love to have 20-minute quarters again for this final series. He's talked about, you know, the fairness factor. He's talked about consistency. And like you can see in his eyes, he believes the 20-minute quarters, the old-fashioned knock them down, drag them out, the old-fashioned Richmond not going that well but just able to overwhelm somebody in red time is the right decision. Think about how many decisions have been made on the run that have turned out to be right in this season, ones that probably go against, you know, all common sense. And yet, in hindsight, they're the right decision. Look, I just would hate to get to a final where, call it Richmond or call it Geelong, he's stampeding over the other mob and they get a 92-minute game where, if we had had the rule we've had for the last 150 years, that team would have won, and instead they get rolled up. Look, I just wish that he would consult with a few more people and realise that 20-minute quarters is the right thing to do. No matter what it is next year, 20-minute quarters is what makes finals football tick, and you might be able to throw a few ads in as well.
Because it's basically a new start to the season. You think that the punters, the fans, and the clubs would like it to go back to 20, Ralphie?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Look, at, you know, I mean, finals is the best and the brightest. We've sat through some, you know, some dodgy games, some Gold Coast versus Brisbane games that you thought to yourself, yeah, I'd be pretty happy if this finished after about two and a half quarters. But, you know, finals football is, you know, clearly what we've been waiting for. Yeah, you get high scores. You get, you know, more one-on-one contests there. And, you know, the player who, like the old Nick Riewoldt, you know, burns the player up and down the wing for 20 minutes. And then finally in that last quarter, the last 10 minutes of red time, he actually gets to, you know, take him back to the square and kick a couple of critical goals. Yeah, we've seen with the Tigers through 2017, that was their modus operandi. They exhausted teams through tackling and swarming and pressure. And it was really only in red time or late in games when they had played a significant amount of game time that they actually were able to overwhelm them. And so, yeah, it looks at this stage that that Gil McLaughlin will say no. Yeah, I just wonder if, whether with a bit more lobbying, the AFL might come to the right decision. Probably not. But if they did, I think everyone would just say, you know what, you've changed a heap of things and you've actually nailed this season. That would just be the last decision that would just bring the fans back to Gil McLaughlin, who's, let's face it, had an awesome year in so many ways.
Gary Ablett Jr., if he wins, will they make a movie of him as he goes out on a high?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he probably should have stayed at Geelong, shouldn't he? He probably should have already won three premierships. He would have passed up maybe a couple of million dollars, but I'm sure he would have made that back in, you know, in the right fee for this movie. A lot of people are knocking Gary and saying, look, you know, has he got the pressure skills? Is he still in the best team at Geelong? I just think he's got one more shot in the locker. You know, this is a guy who could so easily have just said, look, you know, I've got my family issues. I'm going to stay in Geelong. I'm not going to come up. I think as soon as he rolls back against Sydney and then into the finals, we'll remind ourselves again why this guy is an absolute superstar. Amazing year last year and then had some groin troubles. Amazing start to this season. You know, you think about the snap around the corner against Collingwood in the prelim. You know, you think about him
gathering the toe poke.
All of those things. You just think of those magical moments. Now, is he going to come out and kick six? No. Is he going to come out and have 35 in the midfield like, you know, Paddy Dangerfield is now capable of? But it's one or two little things, Gareth, that might, at least write that last chapter for the book, and you never know, make the movie as well. Wouldn't that be good? Could they go and make the prequel as well about Gary Ablett Sr., you know, a couple of years after that?
That would be a great movie. And as you pointed out with Gil McLaughlin, I saw him with a bit of a swagger as he headed to a media conference on the Gold Coast this morning. He's done extremely well. Like, he would be relieved at the moment. He's got through the home and away season. And I don't think he would be completely relaxed until the grand final is finally over on October 24, but to get this season underway and completed, especially what's happened here in Victoria, it has been an extraordinary effort.
It certainly has. And look, you know, I think he realises there are greater battles ahead. You know, I used the statistic today that only 9,000 people of the, about, it's just short of a million people, had actually handed their memberships back. He's aware that a lot of those people might be out of jobs in the next 6 months, that if there is no prospect of a vaccine by, let's call it, September next year, there might be a lot of people who might be really wary about signing up to, you know, significant memberships again. But, you know, to think this was a guy who was, let's face it, he was on the nose at the end of last year. A lot of people would have suggested to you that there was good money on him being done as the AFL chief executive by the end of 2021. And instead now, he's probably not only got carte blanche to stay on for a significant period of time, but a mandate to stay on and actually see this through, you know, to build the game back up, yeah, to strip it down first into a, you know, a less costly venture, but then build it back up using the right decisions. And, yeah, to think that, you know, at the start of the year, you think Brendan Gale was probably going to be the AFL CEO in 2021. The Tigers have had a tough year off-field in many ways, and yet, yeah, the other blokes just has grown in authority and in and has an absolute right to have a little bit of swagger in his step right now.
Great work, Ralphie. Thanks for that, mate. Catch up with you next week. And look, I look forward to reading what you have to write about a fascinating final round of the AFL season.
Good man. Thanks, Ed.